Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So I've kind of been with my girlfriend for 4 years, and I've only been with her. And out of nowhere, last week, I get a call that she tested positive for herpes. And I've only been with her, and she's trying to tell me that she's only been with me.
Oh, no.
And I just also tested positive right now.
Oh, no.
Damn. I'm not sure exactly what to do or if I believe that she's telling me that she's only been with, you know, just me.
Come on.
For these last 4 years.
Come on, man.
But, yeah, that's kind of the predicament I'm in right now, and it kind of sucks. Really sure where to go.
Damn,
from
he
here.
Sounds real sad.
Yeah, dude. No, this guy's fucked.
Just kind of need help with that. So, yeah.
Ugh, this poor guy. This is like the nightmare scenario. Yeah. Like, this is like when you meet, because it's funny, because like, I don't know if you've met somebody with herpes or whatever, but it's like half the time it is some, like they got cheated on or somebody did something fucked up to them.
Yes.
And it's like you go from being like, you dirty motherfucker,
right,
to being like, to having,
oh, you're
like,
just a victim.
You're a victim. Yeah. But then also, and then you even step back and think about it, and you're like, it's just, it's so fucked up to be judgmental about people with herpes, because it's like, how many times could we all have gotten herpes?
Right.
A lot of times. We've all, it's kind of like judging somebody for a DUI. It's like, well, we've all been eligible for a DUI before.
Right.
We just kind of got, didn't drive through any school zones, luckily. No fucking, you just weren't drunk while kids were trick-or-treating and you got away with it. But,
and I'm guessing also the way with the sadness in his voice, it's like the visible kind of herpes, not like latent herpes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be. I mean, I don't know. He hasn't said he got an outbreak or anything, but either way.
Yeah,
buddy.
It's just something you got to tell people now.
Yeah, from now on. And by the way, you are going to have to tell people, because you should not be in this relationship, because you so obviously got cucked. Like, I don't know what to tell you here. If you're telling us the truth, then unless somebody, like, you know, squirted herpes on your girl's pussy at the gynecologist by accident, she fucked a guy with herpes. By the way,
is there any other way to get herpes?
I don't know that.
Other than
Eldest?
Sexually.
I think, so I've done a lot of research when I had my yeast infection.
Who
knew?
So apparently if it's like not through sex, I think technically you could get it through, like, if you share a towel or something with someone who has it.
How?
But that is like a long shot.
How are they? How vigorously? First of all, you're sharing pussy towels. It's not a face towel. And how vigorously is she rubbing her outbreak pussy?
Yeah, it's, so it's kind of possible, but
I mean, I guess maybe you could get it.
Because I've heard these crazy stories of, like, you go to a family thing and your aunt kisses you on the cheek or something and you get herpes that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's cold sore mouth herpes.
Yeah,
that is
a
different strain than
genital herpes.
But so, it still is herpes. You know what I mean? It's just like,
I think technically too, like, when you get like a cold sore, isn't it possible to, like, put it from your mouth to your dick if you don't wash your hands or something? Like,
or you could, if you have a cold sore and you suck somebody off or eat someone's pussy,
you could
give them cold sore herpes on their dick. But
I would ask this guy to clarify. I mean, the word herpes is, like, so scary because you're just,
it
like,
is
for life, I'm fucked. But there's, like, shades of herpes. Like,
yeah, there are people that are happily married and they have herpes.
And by the way,
there's a lot of comics who talk about having herpes.
There's a ton of comics with herpes. Yo, what a surprise. A bunch of fucking, an art form with mentally ill alcoholics has a ton of herpes in it.
I'm assuming he means, like, pussy herpes and cock herpes and not she got a blood test and, you know, she happens to have...
Yeah, there is...
Right.
Right, because I do... I have heard of friends who, like, have done, like, a full, like, panel, STD panel.
Yeah?
And they do not have herpes, right? They've never had an outbreak, never had anything. But I think it comes back on their blood because of like cold sore herpes or some shit like that. Now, so yeah, I would talk to a doctor about this, like see what kind of herpes we're dealing with, see if, I mean, if you've never had an outbreak, do you even consider yourself having herpes? I don't even know. Like if you test positive for it, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not sure. Tell.
I think it's like, I think the other thing is like, I don't know if you're thinking more of like genital wart stuff, like HPV. Like that's one that a lot of people carry, and I don't think you can really like test for that in men.
No, I'm not thinking about that. Okay. I do think there is, like, I have had friends who like were like, fuck, I have herpes. And then they talk to a doctor about it and they're like, yeah, I mean, you basically, this is basically cold sore. And it's like people who have never had cold sores or never have had, like, and they're like, and I've even had friends whose doctors have told them, you don't have to tell people you have herpes because you don't have that kind of herpes. You just have like something in your blood or something like that. Now, this is secondhand off of two people who, by the way, both mentally ill, one, but actually both mentally ill alcoholics, actually. And yes, both comedians. At the same time, it's like, talk to a doctor about this. I would say, yeah, here's what you need to do. Talk to a doctor about this. You said you tested positive. Talk to them about the type of herpes you have.
Yeah.
And tell them your predicament, right?
Yeah.
Like, and say, I mean, a doctor will tell you, like, yeah, this only, you can only get this sexually transmitted.
Right.
And if that's the case, you got cucked.
Right.
Open and it shut
seems like
case.
That's really what he's sad about. Like, he seems like he trusted this girlfriend and now he feels like he was betrayed.
And so, yeah, that's what you need to do, buddy. I'm sorry about this. Is tough. I mean, he clearly is not the one who cheated.
Right, because he got it after. So she gave it to him.
Probably.
That seems pretty clear from the message.
And that's, but then, I mean, I get, you're going to have to talk to a doctor about this and get to the bottom of the type of herpes you have. Have you had an outbreak? Is it on your cock? Is this just all academic right now? Although at the same time, I do think you can test positive for it before an outbreak, and then your outbreak comes later.
Or, and you can test positive, and if you take care of it, you never have an outbreak.
Right. Yeah.
So that could be nice.
You're going to have to talk to a doctor about the specifics here, but, and I hate to say this, odds are you got cucked.
Yeah.
So good luck, my friend. Damn, that's a tough one. Poor guy.
Yeah, he's really wondering what to do because it sounded like he trusted her.
Yeah, I know. It's over, pal.
Is she a lying whore doc?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.